Zach Tzmura Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis Yeit B'Katshei Berek Abayit. Masha'ein B'Katshei Mizbeach. The other dinim that apply to Katshei Berek Abayit, something that you're marked for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. That these dinim don't apply to Katshei Mizbeach. You're marked for something to be brought on the Mizbeach. Shestam Hekdeshos L'Berek Abayit. Somebody who's marked is something stam, without specifying whether it should go for Katshei Mizbeach or Katshei Berek Abayit. It would go for Berek Abayit. Since he didn't specify, we assume he meant that it should go for the Berek Abayit for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. Hegdish Berek Abayit Chal Alako. Hegdish Berek Abayit could be Chal anything. Anything that you're marked, you could be marked for Berek Abayit. You could be marked for Behemoth even if it's Tmeah, a non-kosher animal, or a Baal Mum. Or you could be marked even Avonim for Katshei Berek Abayit. Anything that has any value at all, you could be marked for Katshei Berek Abayit, and the Berek Abayit finds no purpose for it. It could be sold, and the money would be used for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. Umar Lem Biggi Du Lam. And so too, by Katshei Berek Abayit, you hide to bring a korban milah if you benefit from what grows from it. For example, if your market is trying to go for Berek HaBayis, and you benefit from the faith that it has, you'd be hide to bring a korban milah. And so too, if your market is a behemoth for Berek HaBayis, and you benefit from the milk that it produces, you also would be hide to bring a korban milah as opposed to Katshei Mizbeach. If you benefit from the milk of a behemoth that your market is to be brought to the korban, even though the Chathili should not have benefited from it, but you do not have to bring a korban meilah. Rain behen hanah lekornim. There's another din that applies to Katshei Berek HaBayit that does not apply to Katshei Mizbeach, which is that the kornim do not derive any benefit at all from Katshei Berek HaBayit. It all goes for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Katshei Mizbeach from korbanos. The kornim do derive benefit from those korbanos, so they get a chilek in the basar, and even an ola, which is kula kolo, entirely consumed on the Mizbeach. The kornim get the or the hide of the behemah. Only a Meisur Behema and a Korban Pesach to the Kohanim not derive benefit from it. It's entirely eaten by the Balim. There are two other Korbanos that the Kohanim do not derive benefit from. They are Parim HaNisrafim, Musirim HaNisrafim, a part that is entirely burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash, and a Sar that's entirely burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. In such a case, the Kohanim do not get anything from it, but all other Korbanos, the Kohanim do have a Chelek from it. Both by Katshei Mizbeach, Behemoth, they were marked as to be part of the Korban. And Katshei Berek HaBayis, when you're marked as something to be used for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. They both have the same din, that you cannot change them from one Kedusha to another Kedusha. For example, if you're marked as a Behemoth to be brought to the Korban, although you can't change it into a Korban. So too, by Katshei Berek HaBayis, if you're marked as something to be used for the purposes of the Hechel, it cannot be changed to be used for the purposes of the Mizbeach. Umakdish noison hegdish iloi umachrim noison. This is going on Katshei Mizbeach. You can be makdish Katshei Mizbeach hegdish iloi over and above the Kedusha it already had. For example, if you already makdish a behemoth to be brought as a korban, you can be makdish it again for the Berek HaBayis. Even though you can't go ahead and give the behemoth to the Berek HaBayis since you already makdish it for a korban, but you have to give the amount of money that the behemoth is worth to you to Berek HaBayis, since you are makdish for the Berek HaBayis, even though it was already cut as we brought as a korban. For example, if you made a neder and you said Hare Alai Ola, you took upon yourself to bring a korban ola, then you are makdish a behema to bring that behema as your korban ola that you are machayev yourself to bring. And then, after you are makdish it, you are makdish it for the Berek HaBayis, even though we can't give the behema to the Berek HaBayis since it's already a korban ola, but we give the value of the behema to the Berek HaBayis, and the value of this behemoth to you is the entire worth of the behemoth. And since you made a neder to bring a korban ola, if this behemoth gets lost, you'll have to mafresh another behemoth to bring the korban ola. So the value of this behemoth to you is the entire behemoth. That's the amount you would give to Berek HaBayis for the hegdish ilud. But if the behemoth is a nidava, not a neder, then you did not make a neder to bring a korban ola. Instead, you just said hare zu ola. You made a nidava to bring this behemoth as an ola. In such a case, if the behemoth gets lost, you would not have to replace it and be mafresh a different behemoth. So in such a case, the value of this behemoth to you is not the entire worth of the behemoth, since the behemoth anyway doesn't belong to you as you are makdish it, just that you are mafresh it to bring it as a korban nedavah. So it does have some value to you, since you are bringing it on the mizbeach as a korban, and that's worth something to you. So therefore, we assess how much somebody would give you for the right to bring your behemoth as a korban that he would want to bring as a doron. Korban that is not chayim, but he wants to bring to the door and talk to Baruch Hu. How much would he give you for that right? And that's the amount you would give to the Berek HaBayis if you're makdish the behemoth for the Berek HaBayis after you already machrish it for a korban ola. And so too, the Mishnah tells us you could be machrim them. Charamim, it goes to the kohanim. If you say areelu cherem lekohanim, you stand some of your objects that it should go as a cherem to the kohanim, it's given to the kohanim. Now, if you're machrim a behemah that you're already machrish to bring as a korban, so you can't give the actual behemah to the kohanim, so again, we would assess how much the behemah is worth to you, and that's the amount you would give to the kohanim. It would depend on whether the behemah is a neder that you said areelai ola, or whether it's an adava that you said hareizu ola. In such a case, you would give less to the kohanim, since you're not responsible to replace the behemah if it gets lost, just like we said, by hegdish ilut. Now, this is only the case by kachim mizbeach. But when you're makdish something for kachim bedek abayit, you can't be machrim it after you're makdish it, nor can you be makdish it hegdish iloy, because once you're makdish it for the bedek abayit, it's no longer yours. So therefore, how can you be makdish it after you already gave it to the bedek abayit? As opposed to when you're makdish it behemah to be bought as a korban, even though once you're makdish it, it's not yours anymore, but since you're the one that's bringing it as a korban, so you still have some schus in this behemoth, so therefore you could be makdish it for hegdish iloy, and you could be machrim it to the kohen. The imesu yikaveru. Somebody who's makdish something for either bedek abayit or kachem is back and it dies, it has to be buried, you cannot benefit from the carcass at all. Dasar dahano. And even if it had a mum already before it died, which in such a case, had you redeemed it before it died, you would be allowed to benefit from the behemoth, but since it died before you had a chance to redeem it, you can no longer redeem it, as once the behemoth dies, it can't be redeemed, as it needs hamada v'haracha. In order to redeem a behemoth, you need to stand it up and to assess its value, and that's not possible. Once it died, you can't stand it up, so therefore, you cannot redeem it after it dies. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kachet bedek abayis, and mesu yipadu. Rabbi Shimon says, kachet bedek abayis, if it died before you had a chance to redeem it, it could be redeemed even after it died, but Rabbi Shimon agrees that kachin is bad, a behemoth that you're makdish for a korban, once it dies, you can no longer redeem it. As Rabbi Shimon holds that, which we need hamaga and haracha to redeem a behemoth, that's only by kachin is bad, not by kachin bedek habayis.